inside the Hollywood Hamper for Gina J's Dirty Laundry on 96.5 TIC. Today's Zest Variety.
Hello, Mark the Shark.
Gina J, good afternoon. It is another gossip afternoon. What do we have today?
All right, so everyone's question is, why would Jussie Smollett do this? And according to the police, they're saying that Jussie Smollett staged a racist and homophobic attack because he was unhappy about his salary and wanted to promote his career.
What?
Yeah, so the dummy pays the two brothers that he alleged attacked him $3,500. He pays by check so they can trace it.
Right.
Now he's got to come up. Well, he just has to come up now with a $100,000 bond.
Oh, he did. He's already out of jail. And now they're saying that Jussie had bought drugs from one of those brothers before. And he told the judge, Jussie did, that he has a drug problem. So now they're saying this could get his sentence reduced because of it. So we'll see what happens.
He just lost his career right there.
R. Kelly. Oh, well, two more women have come forth.
Big press conference in New York City this afternoon with attorney Gloria Allred, a woman who's 40, another woman who's 39. They were at a concert in 1995 in Baltimore, so he and his security people invite them back. They're 15 and 16 when this is going on.
These stories are just all the same with R. Kelly, so.
My God.
So this is interesting. All right, so Khloe Kardashian, have you been following this whole thing with Khloe and Tristan Thompson?
Yeah, my first thought on this is they do these things just to get their name in, you know, like on our Hollywood Report here.
Right.
And it boosts their television ratings.
I'm telling you,
that's what this is all about.
I'm almost thinking, too, that this is a publicity stunt. But, I mean, Jordan Woods, okay, she is, like, best friends with Kylie Jenner.
Right.
And supposedly Tristan Thompson, who's the father of the baby with Khloe, was actually, now we're finding out, a whole month they've been hooking up.
I think they do these things intentionally just to boost their television ratings.
But if you're Jordan Woods, you don't want to have that reputation either, though.
She's going to be, apparently, they're saying she's moving back in with her mother.
Yes! But now this is interesting, and I don't know if it's a joke or not, but the creator of The Bachelor, Mike Fleiss, he went on Twitter and said that Khloe Kardashian is, quote, very much in contention to be the next Bachelorette. I would watch that! Are you kidding?
Yeah, I know. I know.
Spoiler alert from last night, The Masked Singer, they unveiled two people last night.
And they were?
Let's see. So the lion, Rumor Willis.
Rumor has it that it was Rumor Willis.
And then the rabbit, which I was actually wanted to know who the rabbit was too, was Joey Fatone.
Joey Fatone?
Yes! Yeah!
Where are they finding these people?
Oh, hey, Black China and Soulja Boy, they've broken up already.
Yeah, Black China, it's about a 21-day cycle with her.
I know.
If she makes it a month with one guy, that's really the news.
And then finally, The Real Housewives of New Jersey. Let's see, last night was the reunion show, part one. These ladies are so out of control. I love it. And it looks like Danielle Staub and Marty Caffrey are officially divorced. Remember, they were married for, what, a couple months maybe?
9 months.
Yeah.
Whole months. Is this true? She's previous to getting married to this knucklehead, she's been engaged 19 times?
Yes, 19 times. And she's
if you found that out, as a guy, if I found that out, like a big flashing red light would go like,
oh,
danger,
I know.
Danger,
I know.
Danger.
I can't wait to see the second part of the reunion show next week. For more celebrity gossip, you can always check out our website at 96.5TIC.com.